Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
This is where you at. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. We'll be saying goodbye to you at 3 o'clock when Dominie Yuan else takes you through with something else. And as I said, I know a little birdie told me that he will be live in studio. Can't wait. So, do be on the lookout for our shows today. It is something else. And after something else, you're also going to have Lukomgwedi Puti with Spectrum.sasir. We gave you the sounds of Rhema Worship and the song Never Stop Chasing. We're talking about love here. Your love never stop chasing. And we are saying with Pastor Gladwell Zavani, love has to be tended to, which means that love has to chase all the time. Hi, Maruti. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. So, Rhema Worship says, your love never stops chasing. And I think so, that these are the words that we should be saying about someone that we are in a relationship with or married to, our spouses, our partners. And like, your love never stops chasing. It's consistent. Born. And this is what we are talking about when we say love has to be tended to. It has to be treated like a garden. It has to be watered. It has to be given the right food. Why is that? Because I've met couples whom you say, when was the last time you told your spouse that you love them? And they're like, why easy? No, she knows or he knows that I love him. I know, I don't need to tell her all the time. I mean, she knows. And I was told that women need to hear this daily and not once in a day. Don't wake up and say, I love you, and that's that. You have to say it throughout the day in your actions. Hey, man. There's a whole lot of work that has to go into it. Why? Why don't I just propose and that's that? She knows I know he loves me and he knows I love him. So let's do this. But we don't need to. Why is there a lot of work into it?
Yeah, look, you summed it up well. Relationships and marriage, it's a lot of work. It's hard work. Because if you don't, then it falls apart. Because what happens is the bonds of the relationship begin to weaken, and as they weaken, then the two people begin to drift apart, and then the romance dies out, and the next thing you know, they exist simply as acquaintances or as brother and sister, which is not what they are meant to be, what their relationship is meant to be. So it has to be tended all the time. It has to be cared for. It has to be nurtured. It has to be watered. It has to be nourished all the time with all the care and put in all the effort that is needed and that is necessary to keep it going strong. Because if you don't, it's like a fire.
Mm.
If you light a fire and you don't keep on kindling the fire, the flames will soon die down. And the next thing you have is smoke coming out of, where fire used to be. And the next thing you know, the whole thing is just, what is left of that is just some ashes. So you don't need that. You need to be able to kindle the fire all the time to keep the flames burning. And so it is with a relationship, because a relationship is based, among other things, on a connection between the two partners,
mm-hmm.
the male and the female.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens at three levels.
Okay.
Firstly, intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it happens morally.
Okay.
And thirdly, it happens physically.
Mm.
So these three areas need to be constantly nurtured and monitored in a relationship to keep it alive and to keep the bonds growing stronger and stronger and stronger. Because if you continue to nurture this connection, then it strengthens the bond between the two people, and it pulls them towards each other instead of away from each other, focusing on other issues. You know, this is in Genesis 2, verse 24.
Okay.
The scripture is very clear.
Genesis?
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. One of my favorite verses of scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. In other words, they're no longer focusing on matters outside of the relationship, and shall cling to his wife. They now focus on matters within the relationship. They grow towards each other, and they shall become.
Maruti, are you still there?
One flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's very to realize that in order to cleave to each other, you have to nourish that relationship, because if you don't nourish the relationship, it dies down slowly. And then when that happens, other matters or issues outside of the relationship, but surrounding the relationship, surrounding the couple, begin to crop up, and then they become now the priority. They get prioritized above the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where then people are in trouble.
Mm.
And that's why ultimately it leads to situations where people will be saying, you know what, I don't think that this is working anymore between us.
Mm.
And so they decide to say, you know what, I think let's call it quits.
Mm.
So it's because people don't actually nourish their. It's like you know, like the topic, the theme rightfully says, like plants, you know. You have to keep on tending the relationship. You keep on watering it like a garden.
Mm.
Keep on watering it so that it flourishes. And, you know, in a garden, in the situation of a garden, you keep pruning the plants. You know, all the other dead branches and leaves, you remove them, you burn them so that, you know, the vegetation stays green and lively all the time. So it's work. You have to put in effort, and the effort has to be mutual from both sides. And when we go deeper into the connection itself, then that's where you realize the effort that it takes, the amount of effort that is needed to keep tending a relationship, to make sure that it does not die down. I mean, when we talk about an intellectual connection, that's where we're talking about feeding each other in terms of the information, the words that you share with one another, in terms of how you treat one another. It's very, very important, because then if you don't get, you know, when love is, when people are still, the relationship is still new, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
People are so gentle and caring towards one another. They say the right things all the time. And that's where you hear people saying things like, you know, you just have all the right words to say to me. You just know what to say to me at the right time.
Mm.
You know? But then, as the relationship gets strained because of a lack of nourishment, those things seem to fade into obscurity. Now it's no longer a question of you saying the right things to me at the right time. Now it's a question of either silence, or the words change from being loving and caring and nourishing. They change to you know, criticizing, to finding fault, to blame, and things of that nature, pointing the fingers and stuff like that. And that's when you realize that then the couple is drifting apart.
Mm.
In other words, they are no longer intellectually feeding each other with information that builds them you know, individually. And then morally, you connect at the level of your morals, your values, and your beliefs.
Hmm.
You keep ensuring that you help each other grow when it comes to your beliefs and your values.
Hmm.
And so as a result, you grow together as a couple. You grow to believe in the same thing. You grow to a thinking that is more alike. you spend to agree more than you would disagree.
Mm.
There would be disagreements here and there over certain things, but those will be minimal. And what keeps them minimal is that nourishment of and that tending of that relationship.
Mm.
And we look at it physically also. You connect physically. That has to do, in other words, on everything that has to do with the physical body.
Mm.
You know, you take care of each other in that way. Here we're talking about three things again. We're talking about time.
Yeah.
We're talking about attention,
yeah.
And we're talking about sharing. Three things. Time, attention
and sharing. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's what grows a relationship.
Time, attention, and sharing.
And sharing.
Time,
yeah.
Attention, and sharing. What makes couples not to have all of that in place? Or what steals that from couples? Because I think when you're still courting each other, there is time, attention, and sharing, and lots of all of these. So what happens as time goes on?
Absolutely. You know what happens is that, firstly, people go into relationships and marriage, the married relationship, without an understanding of what a relationship should be. And what we have just described now is all that a relationship should be.
Mm.
So now what happens is people get into a relationship and then other matters that are not within the relationship, that do not nurture or grow the relationship, now become a priority. They start to focus on people outside the relationship. They start to focus on things outside the relationship, things like finance, things like material things, and stuff like that. They come in, and the focus shifts from each other to these things. Because when a couple begin to believe that if we can fix things around us, the relationship will be okay, that's where they get deceived.
Yeah.
Because you should actually be focusing on the relationship. And then as the bond grows stronger and stronger, all these other matters have no chance of coming between the couple and pulling them apart. Remember, Genesis 2:24 says, a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. Other versions will say, hold on to his wife.
Yeah.
So that means there are always forces working against the cleaving.
Okay.
There are always forces seeking to pull the couple apart.
So the couple should be aware of those.
Hard. I beg your pardon?
So the couple has to be aware what is it that pulls them apart.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What if it's your relatives?
Very important. Very important.
What if it's your relatives? Yeah. The in-laws.
It's actually one of the things that actually contribute. Yes.
Okay.
Those kind of relationships, other relationships,
yeah,
they contribute a lot towards pulling couples apart. You know, I see couples, I see many couples who are fighting more to fix their relationships with their in-laws because of thinking that if my relationship with my in-laws is well taken care of, then my partner and I will get along well. In other words, they believe that the reason they're not getting along well is because individually they don't have a strong relationship with their in-laws. And so that pulls them apart.
Yeah.
Because now it takes the time that they should be spending together, it takes that away from them.
Yeah.
It takes away things that they should be sharing together, takes that away from them. The attention that should go to each other takes that away from them, to the in-laws, to the parents, to the siblings, to other things, you know, that come in, including work,
yeah,
including church.
Yeah.
All of those things can actually pull a couple apart.
So they can be a hindrance.
And you find that people are, oh, absolutely.
Mm.
You know, I see so many people who are married, and they leave for the church. In other words, their focus is more on the church. They are, you know, they seek to please the church and not each other. But if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32 to 34, it says, "But I would have you without carefulness." In other words, I don't want you to be anxious.
Mm.
"He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord." Verse 33 says, "But he is married, cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife."
Mm.
34 says, "There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy in body and in spirit.
Right.
But she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband." So you see, the point here is them pleasing each other rather than pleasing other people around them. So it's very, very important if you're going to nourish your relationship. I mean, we're talking about time. You've got to create the time. No excuses.
Sure.
You've got to create the time.
Yeah.
And creating the time means you've got to say no to other things.
Sure.
In order to have the time together. You've got to
and sometimes
no to
it's your children. Sometimes it's your children.
Absolutely.
Yo, Muruti. Let's take a break and come back. Pastor K. Kalini Kalina, if you please, featuring Mabongi Mabaso, Garden of Love. We're coming back.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the Word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It is 24 minutes just before 3, and at 3 o'clock, we'll have Germany Johan Els with you on something else. He is here. I told you, a birdie told me that he's coming, and he's here. Germany, hoe gaan dit met u?
Oh, kunjani.
Anya pila wenunjani.
Ai sapile lekker goed hoor.
Pila njalo.
Hey,
Simon. And you say it's cold here?
Eish. It's cold down the Cape as well, but this cold is a cold that goes into your bone marrow.
My goodness, are we in Russia here?
I think
in Britain.
Yeah, you nearer to Russia than we are down in the Cape, yeah. I think so. Yeah. No, it's very cold.
Oh my, will you cope?
Yeah.
Will you cope? What should we bring? Mukhodu.
Oh, Mukhodu.
Mautwana.
Mgwenya.
Yeah. Mngushu.
Mngushu. Bar sipukaleni no.
Mngushu. We should prepare that for you.
Oh, I'm sold out to mngushu.
Yeah.
Hey, I love
and
that.
And that will keep you warm.
Oh, sampum bean.
Yeah.
I grew up with that in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I need comfort food at home.
That's where you run to.
That's where I run to.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
So why are you here?
It's
on a Monday, Nochal, live in studio.
Visual-thon starting tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Yebo.
And the team, we are ready.
Yeah.
And we will be starting tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I'm here for the Ascension Day service with you and the team on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
We're broadcasting it live, I hear.
Yeah, boo.
And we invite
we
all
we will be
our
on
listeners.
All platforms.
All platforms.
All platforms.
So you can even listen to us, Mark, He's tuned in China.
Okay.
Corey, she's tuned in France.
Yeah.
Chrissy is in Watlington in England. Hein is in Portugal.
Yeah.
They all can tune in.
Can they send the euros and the...
Well, they must send the euros, yes, and the pounds.
Yeah, please. Eesh. We need those.
We need the pounds.
Yeah, we need
because
those.
Because we've got this exciting news of the 4th of June. Eh?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that already? No.
Wait. Put a shh there.
Just now, I'll let the cat out of the bag and they'll be cross with me.
Yeah, so let's wait. But there's great, ooh, awesome news coming.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Great news for Radio Pulpit, right?
Just tell us, how's Prosper?
Prosper is doing well.
Okay.
Can't complain.
Please give
I can
him
only share with Wurm.
Yeah, yeah, but give him his Wurm's regards.
And the love.
And the love.
Yeah, I know he's tuned in listening.
Hey, Prosper.
He loves every music.
Prosper.
With the Gogo.
How are you? And Gogo, yeah. we pray for you, Prosper, and we're very glad you're listening this afternoon. What is Prosper's favorite song?
Yeah, Prosper loves all the songs. As
all
long as
the
it's
songs.
Music, he just goes.
He just goes.
Yeah,
like
you're born. He just enjoys
Prosper.
Music.
So
I think he's a worshipper like you.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah,
yeah, he's in that ministry.
In
maybe
that
he
ministry.
Should even be playing some.
Why not? You know,
I think.
You know, Sibongile. Yeah. Slansa will be here in a moment.
Yeah.
And just before you leave.
Yeah.
Leave me a lovely song.
Which one?
That Prosper would love. I would
right.
love to play and to dedicate it to Prosper.
I'll have. Okay, I know. Which
you know
one.
Which one?
Yeah, I know which one.
And Gogo, Gogo. What?
They'll
is,
both love it.
They'll both love it.
Yeah.
What's
even
Gogo's
even the
name?
New mom. Even the new mom. Remember, Prosper's got a new mom now.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm here, there's a
there's
new mom
a new
helping
mom
Gogo.
Okay.
Gogo is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth III. There. We've got Queen Elizabeth II. Now we've got Queen Elizabeth III, Gogo.
So we'll do that when I greet out. But I had to say hello to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Wurm is right in Studio 5, live in Studio 5. He's going to be live in Studio 5 up until Friday, I believe, in the morning.
Until Friday afternoon at 8 o'clock. No, at 6 o'clock.
At 6. So, wow, what?
Yeah, in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah.
Dish.
Okay, awesome. Let's do this. And then when I say goodbye, I'll be playing, I'll tell you, I'll be playing out with Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, Psalms 34.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they love, both
okay.
of them.
Elizabeth III and Prosper and the new mama.
All righty then. Let's reconnect to Pastor Gladwell Zabani. And do know that when I say goodbye, that's the voice you're going to hear. Germany, Johan Els in the house.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
And Pastor Gladwell, I had to say hello to Germany, Johan Els, hey?
Yes. No, awesome stuff.
Do you still remember, Pastor, do you still remember Germany, Johan Els, during the times of Sipokalin, when you'd be in the studio?
No.
Say hello to him. He's on the other side.
Yes.
Hello, Pastor Gladwell. How are you doing?
Pastor Els.
Hey. Good to hear your voice.
The blessed of the Lord is very strong. Good to hear
no,
your
but
voice.
Gentlemen, you can't do that. You know, I don't have the voice like yours.
You do?
No, my voice is not like yours. Listen how deep that is. This is so unfair. Like, this is so unfair.
Yeah.
I'm caught up between two giants.
Ah. Oh, Gladwell, you must have a wonderful, blessed time, my brother.
Thank you so much, and you too have a blessed week as well with Visiothon, and may the Lord open doors and bless.
Amen.
And keep it, beyond measure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks, Pastor Gladwell.
Wow, I just love how the big voices had to say hello to each other, and then now I'm left somewhere in the middle, but God is so good. Muruti, what do we say to our couples as we are wrapping up, especially those ones that say, We need to rekindle that love. We need to bring it back. We need to tend to it. We haven't been doing much together. We haven't been doing much. We didn't go back, you know, and traced where we've lost it. But we feel that we need to rectify things. What would you say to those couples?
Take a conscious decision of quality. A decision of quality is a decision that you will never go back on with God's help. Take a conscious, you know, consciously decide to create the time for each other.
Yeah.
And do not accept any excuses. Make sure that you
What are excuses?
Time, you move
when
other
you say
things
do not accept
out of the way.
When you say do not accept excuses, Murutu, what are excuses? Give us an example of some excuses that we might give ourselves and at the end we do not even achieve what we said and willed to achieve.
Excuses are things like, for instance, I intended for us to be together, but something came up, you know, I need to take care of my siblings, I need to take care of some help someone, maybe a colleague at work, or I have to do, you know, things of that nature. Things that suddenly become important and suddenly become a priority when they were not part of the plan in the first place. You know, so if you know that you've planned time with your partner and someone else comes in and says, please, can I ask for your assistance? I need you to help me with this and that. You say, nope, I cannot do that at this time because I'm already committed. I'm going to be with my partner. And that is very, very important. And so that's what you do. You create the time. You make sure that when you plan your day, you plan your week, you include your spouse, because most of us couples don't plan time for each other. We spend time with each other if there is time left after we, you know, doing all the other things that we prioritize above our relationship. And only then do we say, well, there's a little bit of time. I think I can spend time with you. That's why most couples drift apart, because they don't create that time to be with each other.
Yeah.
And the other thing is to, you know, move away from this belief that time with each other as a couple should be reserved for nighttime.
Yeah.
Because then that says that you say you're going to do everything else, and then
but
you put your partner last.
Yo, okay, let's take a call on the line, and so we are wrapping up.
You
just hold, Muruti. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
I'm good, Babu Nkosi. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen. Mfundisi Zulu nabantu ninjani lapho?
Siyaphila baba, siyaphila mfundisi wami. UJesu inkosi, ninjani nini?
Ah, uyabusa mfundisi wami. Yeah. No mfundisi uzabane siyabonga ifundiso sipha zona.
Yeah.
Ngobe.
Amen.
Uthola sirenovate izindlu zethu, sipainta ngamapainta amasha. Sirenewa izinto. Kepha sikhohlwe lo mshado lo
ukuthi na udinga irenovation.
Ukuthi na udinga irenovation.
Hey son.
Uthola indlu siyenze yaba yinhle, wonke umuntu ayijabulela.
Hayi
babaza. Labantu abalangaphakathi ayibabazeki le mpilo ebayiphilayo.
Yho.
Sikhohliwe ngathi okwenza ukuthi sikhone ukwakha le ndlu. Sikhohliwe. Indlu ibaluleke ukudlula umshado manje. Ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Wow, thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. God bless.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yo. Babu Nkosi says sometimes we renovate our houses forgetting about the marriage itself, that it also needs some renovation, some work. And so he's very grateful that we are sharing about this. He says sometimes the house is beautiful, but when you go inside, those that stay, that live in that house, it's not a house. It's not a house at all. It's not a house at all. So he says, yeah, back to basics where marriage is concerned. And I think when we thinking about glorifying the Lord through our marriages, then we will put in some work, right? Or maybe, maybe we will put in some work.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Muruti, how
definitely. It's very, very important.
It's very important, Muruti. You were saying you can.
No, I was just agreeing with you that it's very, very important. Yes, I was saying it's very important that we understand that if we're going to glorify God through our marriages, then it means that we have to put in all the effort that is needed to make sure that the marriage becomes what the Word of God says it should be.
Well, Muruti, thank you so much for sharing. It's always an honor to be talking to you, for building marriages out there, for building relationships out there. May God also take care of yours when you take care of His. If we would like to talk to you directly, how do we do so?
The number to call me on is 071-148-4938. That's 071-148-4938. I'm also available on Facebook as Gladwell Zabani. And my email address is gladwellzabani@gmail.com.
Alrighty then. Can we take our couples to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely. Let us do so. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who died for us, who was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions, and had the chastisement of our peace upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. We thank you so much, Father, for the couples. Lord, in Jesus' name, you know us. You know the things that couples go through. We pray for each and every couple listening to us here, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to strengthen them. We ask you to help them. We ask you to fill them individually with your wisdom and understanding, Father, in Jesus' name, so that they will know how to tend for their relationships, how to take care of their relationships, so that they can grow together to overcome all obstacles that come their way. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. God bless you, Muruti. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you and Dominie Els and the family.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Germany, you had a word. Say that again, Germany.
I just wanted to say, Gladwell, have a blessed afternoon, and I hope you are blessed with a cup of hot coffee.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Muruti, do you hear that?
Thank you so much.
Is there coffee there?
Yes,
is there
indeed. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Yes, I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Lovely.
Oh, that is so awesome. Wave after wave. Michael David taking us to 3 o'clock with Germany Johan Els on Something Else. Are you ready?
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.